Hello, everybody. My name is Declan Mangan. I am a junior here at IU. I am studying cinematic arts, and this is my anime in life. Here on this podcast, we talk about a variety of subjects pertaining to the medium of animation, whether that be a singular show, movie, or in this case, in some instances, some other stuff. That other stuff being interviews, editorials. There we go, editorials. And I want to just say I got an exciting episode next week. I won't reveal much to keep people on their toes, but let's just say this is going to be a very, very fun episode that I have been planning for a long, long, long time. Anyway, but that's next week's episode. This week's episode is gonna just be something we've been doing recently. We're gonna go over to one show, and that show being Total Drama, which is a wonderful show that came out started in 2008, that kind of influenced American animation storytelling as we know it right now, because without Total Drama, we wouldn't have story arcs or stuff from Adventure Time, Regular Show, Steven Universe, whatever. But this show is the big influencer of those narrative-driven stuff. So we're just going to go over some stats beforehand, and then we're going to go over to production, and then we're going to go over the show itself. So on Wikipedia, there isn't a lot of, background on the creators, who are Jennifer Perch and Tom McGillis. Both of them are from Canada, though. They both have been working on a lot of these Canadian shows, mainly 16, Stoked, and this show, Total Drama. They have over 10 seasons of reality parodies and whatnot. And it's been, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, so there's 7 seasons of Total Drama, and there's also a spinoff that is kind of like Muppet Babies or whatever. Anyway, let's get into the production. So it all starts with Survivor. If you guys don't know what Survivor is, it's mainly the reality show that's influenced Total Drama, where it's set on a deserted island. Survivors have to work together to survive challenges and survive themselves and all that jazz. So it starts with Each season revolves around a group of teenagers competing in an elimination style competition. And that contestants compete in challenges both as teams as individuals for rewards, immunity from elimination, all that jazz. And the teams merge halfway through the competition into individuals. As the contestants develop relationships with each other, they are progressively eliminated from the game. When there are only 2 contenders left, they compete in a final challenge where the winner is awarded with a cash prize, usually being $1 million. And, that's the basic gist of Survivor in this show. And from what the creator said, Tom McGillis, they did a countrywide online research project to determine what this demographics likes. So I don't know what that means, but that makes sense to me. Like, they had to research what the demographics look like and who people are and whatnot. So, the budget of the first season was $8 million, and it was animated in Flash. And if you guys don't know what Flash is, it's basically an animation Adobe where it's produced by very little numbers. It's very cheap. It's very easy to use. And when they were recording, every cast and crew member on the show had to sign a confidentiality agreement not to disclose who the winner was. And all the characters were designed by Todd Kaufman. There was also an early name for the series called Camp TV, which the series first started production in 2006. So that's like the start, but there's still some a lot to go over from like season five and like whatnot. But it basically, that's how the show begun. And it's interesting to think about how Total Drama has started as this little nothing show, and it's grown to have a fan base, have multiple parodies, have multiple inspired shows that are similar in style. One show right now is This Venture Camp, which is just as good as Total Drama, if not maybe better, because they have no constraints. They can kind of get away with a lot more, and it's indie produced, so yeah, that's cool. So let's see, each season of Total Drama focused on different characters. Season one through season three, they kept the same cast. Season four, new cast. Season five was split into two parts. Season five focused on both the old cast and the new cast, and then the next season had a different brand of characters, and then afterwards they did a spinoff, which is highly underrated, which is basically their Amazing Race parody, and then they took a break and they did some babies stuff, and they kept some of the old characters just as babies now, and then the new season, which is currently, well, it finished its season two. That season has an entirely Gen Z cast full of LGBT representation, diversity, both in color, gender, and even some people have amputees, which I found very interesting. So, the broadcast. The series has received very high ratings, ranking number one in the under 14 age group throughout its run. As of 2011, the first season has shown in over 188 countries, while the rest of the series has been seen in at least 100. And the critical reception for all of these, the first season received the most positive reviews, and it called it a clever cartoon reality spoof. And then some people said season two was a little bit worse due to the overt similarity to the previous season. But they praised the development of the characters who had less time in Ireland and the challenges. The third season was the most well praised for its drama, its antagonists, the musical numbers, and the humor. And then the fourth season was shorter and had much weaker cast, but in my opinion, I actually really like that cast. But it also received mixed to positive reviews. And then the first season and the second season were very criticized. That's when they went overly cartoony and wasn't totally set in reality. They had stereotypes of these weird ideas for one of the seasons, where it just felt like Like, they just took one idea, like, supervillain, and then they just rolled with it, and it was very bad. And, it just wasn't good. And the legacy Total Drama has left behind, I already mentioned it, it had a cult following, a bunch of fans, and the legacy, at least, behind, according to Tom McGillis, said, "For tweens around the world, Total Drama is more than just a parody of a reality show. It's their reality show." So we can go into, I guess, the normal show now. So Total Drama, the first season, that's the basic one. The camps surviving in an island and overall hard challenges, hard people, and it just had a lot of romance going on. And some of these characters would eventually become famous in a sense of fans being like, "I love these guys. These are the best people." And there's like a few people really like. There's, of course, the goth Gwen. There's the juvie delinquent Duncan. The snobby know-it-all Courtney. The mean girl Heather. The fatso Owen. And we can just go on and on and on with all these characters, but they all have their own fans and they have their own interests and they all have people out there being like, "I love these guys. I want to hang out with them or maybe become friends with them." So, next up is Action, where they kept the original cast. And it went into movie parodies of sci-fi, horror. Basically, they were just going into a bunch of movie genres. But that, there's a few episodes where, like, that doesn't make sense. These aren't parodies of movies that really existed. Like, there aren't caveman movies, or there isn't, brain fart. But basically, there's not. They were just scratching the ideas out of nowhere, and some of these movie parodies weren't really good. But honestly, it all pales in comparison to season 3, World Tour, where they kept the original cast in some ways, because they swapped out some characters for other characters, and they brought in new characters that people loved, mainly the two being the big fan Sierra and what Justin was in season 2, but put him in a Hispanic body named Alejandro. And World Tour is basically what it means. World Tour is they go around the world and compete in challenges that are related to the specific setting. So going around New York City, racing around Central Park, or climbing up pyramids of Egypt, or like doing stuff in Iceland. It definitely was fresh, and to make it even more fresh, they had a bunch of musical numbers in there, and everybody sung very well in there. And then Revenge of the Island took audiences back to Camp Wawanakwa. That's the name of the island. And they brought in, I guess, the 2000s era of teenagers, where they had a bunch of farm-grown silent types and multiple personalities, or the bubble boy. And it kind of went off the deep end with adding radiation and making the host, Chris McClain, a little bit more insane, which that's when they started to notice this descent into madness. And then All Stars is the one nobody really likes, where they just brought in the best of the best, when in reality they weren't the best of the best, because there are some inclusions that didn't make sense and some characters didn't really get a chance, like Owen, who was like pretty good, Lashana, etc. And then Pacateo Island brings people to a mechanical island, which could have worked on paper. But as I already mentioned, they had a bunch of stereotypical characters that were overblown, overly cartoony, and overly annoying. And then they took a little bit of a detour with the Redonkulous race, where they had a whole new cast, a whole new host, and they took the parody of Amazing Race, which obviously makes sense because that's the second biggest CBS reality show minus Big Brother, because that would be very hard to do for Total Drama. And then they did a little, they went a little bit even further with the detour where they decided to make most of the cast the babies, and they just did some weird stuff for a little bit. And then recently they've kind of rebooted, kind of not rebooted the new Total Drama Island to have this era's version of teenagers obsessed with technology or Gen Z subjects or basically whatever or stuff like that. And it makes sense that they did that. And they also looked into stuff like selfies or TikTok dances or cooking competitions, and they were a little bit more influence with that. So yeah, that's the season rundown. And why do people like this show? Well, it's kind of obvious. It actually is a really good parody of Survivor or reality shows in general, but they just made it animated. And even then, the animation itself is, while it's very low budget, they actually found a way to make it work and actually make it look really stylized. This is kind of like the style I really like. It's kind of similar to Clone High, where it has the bold lines, the jagged edges, and it just has Pablo Picasso, I guess, elements or whatever. But it just has a unique art style that is different from general animated media right now. And it just is really fun to see something like that be made. And then the characters, of course, I already mentioned, the characters are all relatable. There's fan people all over the world that supports characters that they really like. And recently, the new season has a cast that actually really works well. And there's the fans of those characters, like MK is a recent example. Basically, take Awkwafina's character in Ocean's 8, the Asian know-it-all who likes to pickpocket and whatnot. And then Julia, the mean girl social media influencer, but actually her whole channel is basically yoga or self-improvement, but in like in half of season one, it's revealed that she's kind of mean, and that gets leaked, and so she doesn't have to hide that anymore. And or another character people really like recently is Bowie, who touted himself as the first black, the first gay representative character on Total Drama Island, which actually makes sense. And he actually had really good strategy, and it was really fun to see him outsmart and outplay and outwit everybody to make it to, I guess it's not a spoiler anymore because it came out 2 years ago. He was, I guess, what's it called? The second place winner of that. And it's very interesting to think about how much the show has come. And of course, I already mentioned that this show is very influential in a lot of areas where fans decided to make fan art, their own interpretations of certain relationships or ships. And then there's also their whole making their own show out of this similar style of Total Drama or Survivor, and they keep it and they do their own thing with it. So yeah, Total Drama is a really good show. I think it definitely deserves much more praise. And it definitely is disappointing to think that this may be the end of the show, because technically Total Drama is owned by Warner Bros. Discovery, and it's unfortunate. And the newer seasons haven't already aired on Cartoon Network or HBO Max yet, like they promised. Basically, the first new seasons were dubbed in Italian, and then people found the English dubs, and it just hasn't come out yet. And I think this is going to be another one of those tax write-offs where, yeah, it exists and people can find it on websites and all that, but basically people are just going to write down, like, hey, we didn't actually want this. So they're going to cancel it and write it off as a tax cut, which is something that's happening to another Warner Brothers movie show. Well, it's not a show, it's a movie, Coyote versus Acme, which I might start a new segment soon where we talk about canceled movies. That might be fun. And we discuss the potential they might have. I really like canceled movies, and some of these I really want to discuss. I've been looking through some of these, and I'm very like, man, they should have just come out. These are ideas that could have been very interesting. So yeah, it's disappointing to think this might be the end. It might get a season, Total Drama 2023 might get a season 3. We'll see. I don't know. Or it's technically split into two seasons, but I don't know how that works. I'm not an executive. But yeah, Total Drama is one of those shows where it started in Canada, but it eventually influenced how Americans would do animation. And it isn't just them that influence America. Recently, Japanese anime has been influencing animation in America, where we get much more stylized, much more 2D inspired, much more interesting animation styles, and more inspired storytelling. But it's really interesting to think about where the show has started and how small it was, and then it became such a well-loved satire of a show that's already also loved, but not as much because it hasn't been. I mean, I like Survivor. It's fun, and I have been doing some stuff with IU at Survivor, and that's fun. If you guys don't know, I'm a camera person for Survivor at IU, so check that out on YouTube. Anyway, enough self-promotion. I'm just rambling on, and I think I got my point across with Total Drama being one of those shows that influenced America, and I went into the basic idea of what it was. So yeah, I guess this is the episode. Sorry about all the rambling and weirdo pauses. It definitely is a lot easier to go off the fly on Wikipedia instead of writing my own stuff. But at the same time, I have to scroll through and make sure I'm not screwing up the timeline. So yeah, Total Drama is on Netflix and YouTube. And I would also recommend you check out Disventure Camp, which is similar to Total Drama. We might talk about that. We'll see. Anyway, Total Drama, Netflix, very good stuff. And this is just another thing that has released on My Animated Life. And I've been Declan Mangan. Goodbye.